With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's governor today released a plan for a gradual reopening of the businesses and schools in the state. Aaron Bolton of Montana Public Radio reports the state's month-long stay-at-home order starts to lift Sunday.
Under Phase 1, groups of more than 10 people are discouraged. Vulnerable individuals are asked to stay home, and some businesses, like bars and restaurants, will remain closed for another 2 weeks. Governor Steve Bullock says Montana, which has one of the lowest case rates in the country, has flattened the curve.
And as we reopen up things, there will likely be an increase in cases. However, just like before, for every person we take out of that chain of transmission, we can help prevent that spark that causes large outbreaks.
Bullock says the state is still working with the federal government to acquire testing supplies, but is also working on its own to increase testing capacity. Main Street and retail businesses can open Monday with new protocols for screening employees' health and more frequent sanitation. Travelers into the state still need to self-quarantine for 2 weeks in what will likely be a continued hit to the state's usually booming tourism and outdoor recreation economy. Bullock's order outlining three phases to reopening the state does not provide a timeline for getting past the first step. He says it's something the state will have to monitor. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's churches will be allowed to hold services on Sunday, and some businesses can reopen Monday under Governor Steve Bullock's plan to ease coronavirus restrictions. Bullock today praised Montana's response to COVID-19 and said that the state had the lowest numbers of hospitalizations per capita. The state health department reported 2 additional deaths from COVID-19, bringing the total to 14. There are 13 active hospitalizations in the state. Under the plan to ease restrictions, hair and nail salons, body art, and massage businesses are among those that can open Monday, with recommendations for fewer customers, screening them for symptoms, that employees and customers use non-medical face masks, and that stations be 6 feet apart. Restaurants, bars, and casinos can reopen to on-premises customers on May 4th with reduced capacity and an 11:30 p.m. closure time. Schools have the option to return to in-classroom instruction on May 7th, but districts can choose to continue distance learning. People over age 65 or with underlying health conditions are asked to continue to stay at home. Bullock's announcement comes as an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research survey finds Americans remain overwhelmingly in favor of stay-at-home orders and other efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Public K-12 schools in Montana will have the option of reopening their doors to students May 7th. Governor Steve Bullock made that announcement today, about 5 weeks after ordering their closure due to coronavirus concerns. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Bullock says districts will have the choice to reopen or continue with remote learning, adding that schools have the potential to increase transmission of the virus.
Yet we need to be thinking about how to minimize the risk of transmission and still serve our children how and where they need it most. COVID-19 will be with us, not just for the next several months, but we may well be facing these same issues next fall when school starts.
Bullock is asking schools that do reopen this spring to think about limiting class sizes, potentially by offering blended in-person and remote instruction to students while allowing immune-compromised students and staff to continue working and learning from home. Billings Public Schools Superintendent Greg Upham says his school board will ultimately make the decision whether to reopen. But he says it would be incredibly difficult to move forward with a mix of in-person and online classes.
So, you know, teachers teaching on dual platforms, can they really do that? That's a load.
Ahead of Bullock's new order, some school districts had already announced they will keep their doors closed for the remainder of the school year. The governor assured schools staying online that they'll continue to receive state funding and that their remote learning plans currently in place will continue to waive in-person instruction hour requirements. Bullock's guidance also calls for increased cleaning and sanitation in schools, checking student and staff temperatures at the door when possible, and to require anyone with symptoms to stay home. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Native American tribes are taking varied approaches to Governor Steve Bullock's announcement today that Montana will lift the statewide stay-at-home order. YPR News' Kayla DeRoche reports some plan to align local restrictions with the state, while others will forge their own path.
On Wednesday, Montana Governor Steve Bullock presented a phased reopening of the state economy, adding that tribal governments may choose to continue restrictions or implement their own.
I ask you to respect those local decisions.
Some tribes say it's too soon. Gerald Gray, chairman of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians, says he's advising tribal members to maintain social distancing and other protective measures.
And until we have a vaccine, I think we're just putting the population at risk, because I don't think putting it in the hands of the population or the businesses to continue with social distancing and the guidelines, you know, wearing masks and et cetera, I don't think the people will follow that.
Chief Administrative Officer for the Fort Belknap Indian Community, Delina Cuts the Rope, says the tribe's incident command is also recommending that its tribal council hold off on following the governor's phase-out plan. She says they want to continue to protect their elders, and the community is underprepared for a potential spread of the novel coronavirus.
The national stockpile was not accommodating to our requests for supplies for essential workers.
She says Incident Command recommends the tribes wait and see how lifting restriction goes for the rest of the state. Jared Stewart, Public Affairs Officer for the Crow Tribe of Indians, said as far as he knows, the Crow Tribe will be on the safe side and keep existing restrictions like a 10 p.m. curfew and the closure of non-essential business in place until April 30th. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribe spokesperson, Robert McDonald, says the tribes formed a unified command with Lake County and will meet Thursday to see how to proceed. YPR also reached out to the Blackfeet Nation, the Chippewa Cree Tribe of Rocky Boys, the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, and the Fort Peck Assiniboine and Sioux Tribes, but did not hear back by deadline. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.